You can feel it in your bones. The world is in crisis. You see the signs every day. They are in the overabundance of depressing news revealed by overly stressed natural systems and telegraphed by the emotional strains exhibited by people you know. This gathering of warning signs is likely the reason you picked up this book. But what you may not yet know is that this state of crisis is going to intensify over the next several decades, possibly to a breaking point. Why? Because we're living in an age of dangerous imbalances. There's too much debt in the world and too little economic growth to service it. There are too few fish in the ocean and there is way too much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. There are too many paper claims on the world's wealth and far too few tangible resources backing those claims. A global population of 7.2 billion here in 2015 is projected to expand to 9 or even 10 billion by 2050, requiring vast additional amounts of food, fresh water, and mineral resources. At some point within the next 10 years, global oil supplies will very likely peak, which means the cheap energy that has propelled the global economy over the past 100 years will be gone forever. For every 1 calorie of food you eat, 10 calories of rapidly depleting fossil fuels are stealthily expended in producing it. The majority of nutrients in the world's agricultural soils have been so horribly degraded by industrial farming practices that our farmlands now need a continuous supply of chemical fertilizers just so plants can still grow. But these modern fertilizers are made from depleting fossil fuels, creating the obvious long-term predicament. How will we grow more food for more people with less energy? We can ask the same question about the future of the global economy, as it depends on these same depleting fossil fuels for its growth. And yet, financial markets are currently priced as if nothing is wrong and never will be. We humans keep simply consuming more and more without limit, while calling it a healthy economy. Knowing this, you can detect the obvious contradiction that practically nobody talks about in public. Our modern lifestyle has become a system of extraction that always requires more of everything, but we live on a finite planet.